Welcome to the Bitches and Witches podcast. Today I have Lydia, also known as Queen Lee. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello and thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here. And my number one question to you is, do you identify more as a bitch or as a witch right now?
Interesting. Let's say that I have not discovered my witchiness yet. So I would go with the bitch as a bad bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
I can see that. I can feel that. Yeah. And you'll explore the witchiness later. I can feel it.
Okay.
I'm gonna be a big witch later.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. Would you like to kind of explain to everyone who you are and what do you do?
I am Lydia. Mm-hmm. My artist name is Queen Lee. And
where did that name come from?
Actually from my sister.
Ooh.
Yeah. I first wanted to be Queer Queen.
Okay.
Then my sister was like, we have Lady Gaga. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, what about Queen Lee? And I was like, I like that. Because it's like Lydia Lee.
Yes.
So, yeah. Then we went with that.
It makes sense. And you make music?
Yes. I make music. And, yeah. I do a lot of projects.
Yeah. You're very artistic and you have very, like, broad scale of skills and different things that you do.
Yeah. I like to explore.
And you're a performer. We yes. just had this conversation. You can do everything. You can dance, sing, everything.
Yeah, performing is like what I want to do on my free time and as a profession. So I think I've found that sweet spot that many of us are looking for.
So what inspired you to start making music specifically? Has it been a long time that you've been making music?
Not so long. A few years.
Okay.
And actually, I had forgotten about, like, music for years before I started to do my own music. It was 2020.
Okay.
When I started, it went kind of hand in hand with my spiritual awakening. Ooh. Because I started meditation, and I remember it vividly. I was, like, in my meditation pose, and then something came and was like, write a song. And I was like, what's this? Because it wasn't like a thing. When I was smaller, I did write some, like, you know, just some basic stuff, but it wasn't like a thing. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'm gonna write a song. I took my notebook and then I wrote it, and it just kind of came out. And I was like, interesting. But then I was like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
Now I have the words and I have the melody, but what now? And yeah, then my sister recommended me to a platform, Sound Better, where you can like hire a producer. And that didn't go well.
Okay.
Yeah. No good collaboration there. And I was like, okay, so what now? Apparently, at this point, I cannot rely solely on someone else, because you never know. And then my sister, she's a big influence in my life, said that maybe you should produce or learn to produce music on your own. And I was like, what? Because it sounds like very hard.
Yeah.
And you know, we see in the movies, people are in the studios and they have like all of this fancy equipment. And I was like, what? Hell no. And she was like, just trust me that if you do it, like you're so far ahead in the music making process because you can do it yourself. Then you have a product that you can share. And I did. And then, yeah.
So what did you have to learn? Like, because I have no idea what it includes to make music, like to produce the whole thing.
So I had to learn the software when you do music production. You have to learn a software. For example, I think some people actually do with Audacity that we have now as we are recording the podcast. You can do music with Audacity. And mine was Logic Pro X because it's so widely used and YouTube has a lot of information about that. And I found a super good course for singers and songwriters, how to produce your own music. And I purchased that and learned. Yeah, so you have to learn the software. And then some people say that you have to learn the basics of music, like theory. Okay. I have no idea about that.
Okay.
I just do it. And then you have to have a microphone. And that's basically it.
Okay. It's not that complicated, like, because it sounds like it's a lot, but...
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot, and it has been hard because when you go, like, in the mixing process, like, you can sing it, and then you have, like, instrumentals, you can use all kinds of sounds, drums, guitars, whatever, from the software, and then you can sing your song to it, and yay. And the actual challenging part is the mixing and mastering, so that you can, like, you know, when you're singing, like, ah, or that it all is, like, in the same frequency, that even when you say louder or quieter or whatever, it still sounds like a coherent thing. So that's kind of the nitty-gritty of it, but it's definitely doable.
Okay.
It's challenging, but once you get the grip of it with everything in life, it becomes easier.
So for anyone who might have been thinking about making their own music and thinks that, oh, it's such a big project and so complicated to figure it out, like, it seems like, you know, people should just go for it and try, and you learn, like, while you do it.
Exactly.
Not let that stop. Yeah, from getting started.
Yeah, and I can, or you can link the course that I was referring to, where singers and songwriters can learn. It's so super easy, approachable, and the person who does it, the course, was herself, like, not a tech nerd at all. Like, she had no knowledge whatsoever. She was a singer and a songwriter, and she teaches the course, so you can refer to that.
Perfect. Okay. So has it, like, ever since you wrote that song that you got inspired, or you got the, I don't know, message, sign that, like, you need to write a song, has it been that ever since it has just, like, made sense to you that, like, okay, this is a thing that you're going to continue doing? And was it like a light bulb moment that, oh my God, I'm going to become a pop star or make music, or, like, because I know you have other passions as well. So is it like, has it been clear, has it been consistent ever since that moment that, okay, I'm gonna continue doing this and this is what I want? And, or what type of person are you in the sense of, like, is it easy that once you get that idea, you're like, okay, I'm gonna stick to this and, like, just keep building this? And what kind of journey has it been since that?
Definitely no.
Yeah.
Definitely no. Like, yes, I had the light bulb moment, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. It felt right, and I knew that I had to take action towards that. But I was stubborn, and I didn't, for like 1 or 2 years, like, actually do anything about it.
Okay.
It kind of just wobbled around, and I was like, okay, well, the producer isn't doing anything, so I can't do anything. And, you know, it was kind of like self-sabotaging in a sense. And then I got cancer, and that was the moment I was like, oh, am I can I, like, die?
Yeah.
And that was the moment that I was like, during chemotherapy, I couldn't go anywhere, so I had to be, like, inside, and I was like, well, I have nothing else to do. Now I can learn. And then I learned music production. So no, definitely when I got the first message that do your own music, it wasn't like, okay, now I'm gonna follow my purpose.
Yeah.
No, it was like, Yeah. I was stubborn and yeah, big things, scary things happened before I actually was like, okay. Like, I cannot wait forever.
Yeah. And I think that's the case for a lot of people, maybe on different, like, extremes, or like, it's not always the same thing, but sometimes people need something, like, they need to be kind of pushed into a situation where they're kind of forced to, like, find some light and, like, find a new direction and do something that makes them happy because they're in a really tough situation. And and it's kind of sad that we need that in order to go after our dreams and our passions. Like, it's, yeah. But was music then, like, the main thing that helped you in that process? Or, like, how did you deal with, because I could imagine that mentally also, like, was the music like a release form for you, like, to deal with how you were feeling, or what kind of tool was it during that process?
Yeah, it was definitely a tool for me to express myself, and also it kind of gave me the sense of a future, because when you have cancer and everything that goes within that situation, you go to dark places, and making music and doing something, like anything, gave me kind of a sense of a future.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah. And yeah, I published, where is it published, my first song?
Or released.
Released, it's a better word. I released my first song during chemotherapy. And then after that, I have been somewhat consistent with it. And now I finally feel like I'm finding that systematic process.
Yeah.
Like how to do things.
But how, in that situation where you're in a really challenging situation, like I could imagine, like physically and mentally, where do you find that like power and like courage to release your music? Because I could imagine that it puts you in a very like you're exposing yourself in some ways, and it is scary. I would imagine, like, anything, like releasing anything for people, anything creative or anything that kind of shows like who they are. Like, where did you find the courage to just show the world and share the world the music? Or was it easy?
I have a very good support system. I have always been encouraged. My loved ones are super supportive. But ironically, when something very tough happens, in my case, cancer, it kind of freed me in, like, from everything. Because I really internalized the concept of death. Like, it's gonna happen, and even though I'm young, I don't know when it's gonna happen. So I didn't feel so vulnerable in that moment anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of beautiful, but also so dark. Like. Yeah. but a lot of people will talk about like death as a motivator to do things. Like when you really, if you're able to really like internalize the fact that you're gonna die. In your case, that was like very like a real experience. So I can imagine that then that gives you the clarity of like, shit, like actually it's gonna happen. So it doesn't really matter what I do, like, or, you know, you have a very limited time in your life. But I think for a lot of people, like you, I wish people wouldn't need to experience, like get to that point to understand that you have very limited time and you should use it to do things that make you happy. And reminding yourself of that. For some people it works. For some people I think it makes them scared and anxious about life. But I think it's important to sometimes like stop and think about the fact that, yes, like what am I doing with my life? Is it making me happy? And if I die tomorrow, like, am I satisfied with the way that I've been living and making decisions, how I spend my time?
Exactly. Yeah. those were kind of my thoughts. And cancer kind of gave me an armor, in a sense, because I was so scared of other people and what they think and judgments before. But then when I got cancer, I was like, in a cool sense, it was kind of like, people are probably not going to shit on me because I have this cancer card.
Nice, true.
Yeah, you know, people have empathy towards me more. So even if it was shit,
they're going to be like, good job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, but look at her, she's bold. And you know, and I was like, yeah, it kind of gave me, yeah, if you can, like, get something out of it, it was a good, like, armor, in a sense.
Well,
that works.
So, what would you say is the message that you want to share with your music and, like, the impact that you wish your music to have on people who listen to it?
I want to empower people towards self-actualization, fulfilling their potential, and really going in with what they have. Because I used to have, like, the thought of when I get into the studio, when I, you know, we all have these, when this happens and when that happens, then I can do this. But the reality of it is that you can do it right now. Yeah. It's not gonna sound perfect. It's not gonna be high quality, necessarily. So yeah, that is what I want to do. Empower people to fulfill their potential.
And is the inspiration that you take, like, what's your process of making a song? Like, where does that, does it just hit you someday, like, ooh, I'm gonna write about this, or...
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's just I'm in the shower or somewhere, and then I'm like, oh, nice line or something. Very often I get inspiration from books. Okay. I read about something, and then a word kind of just, like, calls me. And then I just pause, and I'm like, interesting word. And then that has been in many of my songs, like the first initiator. And then I start to, first I start to write, like, in a story, basically, like, a story, and then I cut words out and try to use more metaphors and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's the process.
I want to talk about your song, My Core, which is your... newest, latest release. As I told you before, I was listening to it this morning before you came in here, and I was crying. It's a very, like, I had heard it before, but then I was reading your lyrics, and I was like, But I was crying because it was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you talked about depression and identity in it, and how, like... the song, to me, I understood it was, like, the story of you finding your core, and, like, when you're depressed, you kind of lose the sense of self, like, who you are, and, like, is depression part of me? Is this me? Is this how I really feel, how I think? So I want to talk more about that, of, like, what was the process of you finding your core, like, as the, in the song you... sing about it, like, how have you been able to deal with depression and really get clear on, like, okay, is this me, or is what, like, what is my core? What has been your process with it, and what has helped you with finding that?
Big question.
I know.
But a good question. Well, I have been in different forms of therapy, so that has definitely helped me. And yeah, first thing you can do if you feel like you're giving up on life is to open your mouth to anyone who you think might care. And I promise that people care. That's kind of like the misconception that the depressed brain does to you, that you kind of convince yourself that nobody cares. Like, I'm just baggage and nobody wants to listen to this shit, but they really do. And even if a loved one can't help, they can guide you towards getting that help, because when you're really depressed, you don't have the energy to kind of seek counseling or therapy or whatever. So you need the loved one for that purpose.
Yeah.
To guide you to the professional, not to be the professional.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first step. And at some point during my therapy process, I came to a place where I realized that talking wasn't going to cut it anymore.
Mm.
Kind of like, I had analyzed everything. I had gone through my trauma. I had felt my emotions, and I kind of felt still stuck. Mm. I was like, okay, what now? Like, I've done it all, so to say, like, depression-wise. And yeah, then came kind of somatic therapy and all of, like, what you can do with your body and how to actually, like, release trauma from the cells. Like, that was a new thing for me, like, 1 year ago, that even though you talk about it and you process your emotions, it doesn't necessarily mean that the trauma is gone, because your body might remember stuff that you don't, like, cannot intellectualize.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing, to start, like, just shaking, dancing,
and
everything like that. I don't think I have found my core. I say it in the song that every day I'm closer. Yes. And I'm going towards finding my core, but maybe I'm more, like, interested in it now, because life doesn't feel like surviving anymore. Like, only just surviving for surviving's sake. Like, why? So that makes me happy that I'm actually, like, intrigued about the future. And that is new. Because when you're depressed, it's quite the contrary.
Yeah, the future feels like a terrible place and scary. And yeah. And that was another thing that I also learned, like, what you said about only just talking about it. And I've heard a lot of people talk about the fact that also, when you keep talking about the trauma that you've had, you're kind of activating it in your body and you're reliving that. And if you don't have a way of releasing it from your body, like, it's not really gonna take you anywhere just talking about it and just thinking about all the horrible things that happened to you, and just that becomes kind of your focus and the reality that you live in. So that has been also, like, dancing for me as well has been one of those tools that is just feels like it gets me in the right mood and, like, in a better mood, but also it feels like a release. And yeah,
exactly. At some point you have to face yourself, like, is this helping me, the talking about it? Am I getting new perspectives, or am I just avoiding doing the things that I really want to do?
Yeah,
because usually it's also that you're scared, you know what you want, you know you can actually go after it, you can do it, but you haven't, like, faced the subconscious fear about what it actually is, if your dreams come true.
Yeah.
So that's why many of us also stay in the cycle of therapy and talk therapy.
Yeah.
In particular, so, yeah.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, dwelling in it and then using it as an excuse to, like, this, because I'm depressed, I cannot do this, and I need to have, like, do 1 or 2 years more therapy, and then I am ready to actually do, like, create change in my life. And yeah, because I definitely have done that, where I've been using it as a, like, like, poor me, just feeling like shit.
Yeah.
I better not do anything about my life.
Exactly.
Just stay here.
Exactly.
Like, the pain becomes kind of like a safe place.
Yeah. And it is. It's weird because it doesn't feel like pain anymore.
Yeah.
it just feels like this is my life. And you don't, like, recognize it as pain because you're so used to it. And once you start to, like, actually live life and do stuff and change your actions, you realize, like, oh, I was there?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. What about the journey with, like, identity? Like, how has your identity shifted during the last few years from the place of, like, being really depressed and who you see yourself as right now? Like, has there been a shift in that?
Definitely. I think, like, I'm a whole new person.
Mm.
Like, when I went through my cancer journey and my hair fell off and I was swollen and everything, it was a very interesting moment, identity-wise, because I was just, like, existing, but obviously, I was just... It kind of, like, conceptualized to me how this is just a body.
Mm.
And kind of like, I'm just here, but who am I? Yeah. In a different level, it came to me. And then when the chemo was over and I was like, okay, we didn't die, yay, let's continue with life. Then I started to, like, actually feel more like myself. Because it was kind of, like, really identity shifting. Everything was shed off.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, and what now? Now we are building again. And now I'm there, like, in that process. But I'm more secure in myself. I trust myself more.
Mm. Were there new qualities that kind of came in for you? Like, it became part of your identity that weren't there before in your life? Or was it kind of, I don't know, connecting to who you were, like, as a teenager, or, you know, like, those qualities? Or was there something completely new that you have found about yourself in the process?
A lot of it was connecting to my younger self, what I enjoyed, and what I was good at, because I did it when I was smaller. Also kind of believing that I have the ability and capacity to positively influence other people, because I'm so invested in my own personal growth that I read a lot, I listen a lot, I search information, and I want to get better, that I kind of didn't, like, really internalize that I can actually teach other people that I have something to say and, like, my thoughts matter. So that changed for me when I had the cancer and depression and everything, because I realized, like, these are the things we should be talking about. And then I kind of realized that I can be now that person who helped me.
Yeah.
And it's a weird shift, because you're like, who am I to talk about this? Well, I experienced it. That's it.
Exactly. You don't need a certification.
Yeah, no, because we are so conditioned that we need, like, every single certification that, yes, now you can talk about this, but only this, and remember to cite every single source. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I went through something that many people go through, and I learned, and I'm better now, so that's the certification you need.
Exactly. You can write it for yourself. You can create a piece of paper just to feel validated.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I can sign it for you if
you
want.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people struggle with that they don't feel like they know enough, or they're professional enough, or just enough to start, like, sharing and helping other people. And it's sad.
Yeah, because there are so many people who don't know shit, and they're talking about
exactly.
And they just talk because they're confident.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What would you say for people who are in the process, whether it's with music or something creative that they want to share, what's your advice for people who are in the, like, they haven't yet fully put themselves out there, shared the thing that they want to share with the world? Like, what's your encouragement or tools that have helped you to really just let the world see who you are?
Well, I would start small. Small steps. And first, for example, if you are a singer and you want to sing, but you're like, I don't have the courage to post like a singing video or something like that, you can post it, but you can put it private. Just like getting into the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
First. And then you're like, okay, there I am on the screen singing in the internet, but you're not. And then just teach yourself that that is safe to do. And then just go for it. Also, it helps, what if? I sometimes ask myself, like, what if? What if what? I do this, what happens? What's the worst case? Somebody says, you sound shit. You're not gonna die.
Exactly.
Actually, somebody said that to me.
And what happened?
I didn't die.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And yeah, it's not gonna feel like you think it's gonna feel. It's just like, okay, not their cup of tea.
Exactly.
Next.
Yes. So just, yeah, start small.
Start small. Do something. Do something, but you don't have to do it publicly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people with music, for example, who haven't, who wanna create music and maybe haven't even done it with their friends and family. Like, they don't even know that.
Yeah.
That's what they wanna do. So you can start very privately and then take small steps.
Exactly. And once you say things out loud, it really helps because people should know what you want.
Yeah.
Because I was the hermit mode person. Like, I was just not visible. Like, obviously I was existing in my circle, but I was not visible with what I want.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, when I started to say, like, hey, I want to be a singer. Hey, I want to perform. Guess what happened? The people around me wanted that to happen. Because we are also very conditioned that people around us don't want us to succeed in any way. And if you have those people, cut them off.
Yep.
Yeah, like, you don't want those people. But when you, like, really verbalize and communicate clearly what you want, the people around you actually want to be part of it. Because they love you.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I think even in situations where you're meeting new people, it's a great opportunity to, like, kind of start building that new identity and say that, oh, I do this. And maybe they're the person who can help you in some way to create more of it or go to the next level with it. So just owning it, that that's who you want to be and who you kind of already are, but maybe the world just doesn't know yet.
Yeah, you know that you are it, but you have not found, like, the way to express it fully. And once you start to talk about it, communicate about it, you learn about yourself in the process. And it's very important to also learn what you don't want.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a good thing also to end up in places you're like, nope, not it.
Yes.
So that also doesn't have to be a perfect plan. I didn't have a plan.
You just took the first step and then saw like where it took you.
Yeah. And also the next step always, like, shows itself.
Yeah.
If you take the first one.
Yeah. You just need to be open for it to show up. Yeah. So where can people find you and your music?
On Spotify. And that also, if you want to make music, you can do it, like, through a distributor called DistroKid.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need a label anymore these days. Just go there and you can upload your own music today if you want.
I'm tempted to become a singer. You can like, do this it. Sounds so easy.
It is.
Maybe I'll do that as well.
We have options. We have many options. Oh yeah, DistroKid is a perfect place to start. Because they are going to distribute it to every platform. TikTok, Instagram,
okay,
Spotify, iTunes, everything.
Nice.
But yeah, on Spotify, under the name Queen Lee, yes, my music can be found.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, what's the last thing, whatever is on your mind, that you want to leave people with?
If you want to do big things in life, start with building trust in yourself. And what it means, it's really like what you say to yourself you're gonna do, do them. I started when I was super depressed. I have to make my bed every day.
Mm.
Not every morning, but I promised myself that I'm gonna do it every day. And once I did that, I was like, okay, see, you can trust us.
Mm.
Let's do the next thing. So that helped me out of the, like, rut.
Mm.
Just promise something very small to yourself that you're going to do it during that day. But don't specify when.
Mm.
That's where I would start. And then you realize you can add things. And then suddenly you're doing it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lydia, for sharing your story and your wisdom.
Thank you.
Clearly you got so much to share with the world. Amazing. Thank you. And thank you guys for listening. And yeah, you can find Lydia at Queen Lee on Spotify and Instagram as well. And you can find me at Vera Amazing on Instagram.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.